This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even for what's turning out to be an active fire season out here, the Blue Cut fire burning east of Los Angeles is something. It went from basically nothing yesterday afternoon to 30,000 acres, almost 47 square miles today. No lives lost so far, but tens of thousands of people have been evacuated. Major highways are shut down. It is a mess. With the usual caveats that you can't credit isolated events to the macro problem of climate change, it's clear that the climate, be it fire or, as in Louisiana, water, the climate is changing. So besides everybody who's affected, you know who is also having to deal with that? Insurance companies, that's who. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim has the story.
First, there's Michael Greenstone's study. The University of Chicago econ professor looked at how some states cap the amount property insurers are allowed to charge for their premiums, even though some policyholders live in riskier areas. That, he says, is a mistake.
Insurance companies play a very valuable role in sending market signals to people.
A signal that says, maybe don't build on the coast, but if you do, shore up that house.
They are not being allowed to send that market signal. And the consequence is that we're all less prepared for climate change.
Another study shows others' misreading of the market could spell trouble for insurance companies. The Asset Owners Disclosure Project ranks the world's 500 biggest investors by how they're addressing climate risk in their holdings. Most aren't doing enough, thus putting trillions worldwide at risk. Julian Poulter is CEO of the organization. He says part of the problem is insurers tend to be overinvested in corporate bonds.
The ratings agencies who rate those bonds have really yet to come to grips with climate risk management.
In other words, whether the companies issuing the bonds, say an oil company, will have their profits affected by responses to climate change.
If those companies get into trouble because of climate regulation, because of the stigma of things like coal and fossil fuels, then it's going to be difficult to repay those bonds.
And avoiding those problems isn't the easiest task. Since they're bonds, not stocks, investors can't push for change within companies. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.